Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's midday interview. Shakespeare on the Green has its 20th season opening on Friday night, although the youth company has already been performing last week. And I have Steve Vernon, who was directing A Midsummer Night's Dream for Shakespeare on the Green, and Sherry McKay, who is directing Shades of Shakespeare, an edited version of Twelfth Night with the Shakespeare Youth Company. And Sherry McKay is also the managing director for the company. So, welcome, and thank you both for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, Jamila.
Hey, Sherry, it's always great to see you. You are both so busy. This is really the only place I see you is when you come in for an interview, or if I go to the theater and you're there, but that's great. That's how it should be. Let's talk, first of all, with you, Sherry, about this being the 20th season of Shakespeare on the Green, originally called
Cape Fear Shakespeare.
And it was founded by
Stan Norman, we miss.
And were you involved with the company from the very beginning?
I was just thinking about that the other day. I was sitting on the benches in 1993 with little Kaylin, 3 years old, watching my oldest son perform the role of Lysander in A Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm-hmm. Right after that, volunteer and bing, bang, boom.
So you have been with it, really.
From the beginning.
From the beginning, absolutely. And you are directing Shades of Shakespeare, the Shakespeare Youth Company. Tell us about that.
Well, Shades of Shakespeare is a little twist on some very popular scenes from shows that we've done in the past. And it's our little homage and celebratory performances to bring in the 20th season. And we have what we call our own little fool, who's not really a fool. She kind of leads you through the Shades bookending before Twelfth Night and then after Twelfth Night. So in the middle, you'll see an edited version of Twelfth Night with some amazing young youth actors who are our future for sure.
Mm. Before you came in, I was dreaming last night about Twelfth Night production I was involved in a million years ago as an assistant stage manager. So I woke up thinking about Sir Toby Belch and Sir Andrew Aguecheek and all those amazing characters. And, of course, the twins, Viola and Sebastian, and all that wonderful stuff that happened. So great show. You have your youth company. How many young people are involved in that?
We have 36, and two of them are adults, and they would be what I'm calling the graduating seniors, if you will. They're Kaylin and Danielle Bringard, and we always put adults in, and they're doing double duty as well in Midsummer Night's Dream. So I have to say some of our youth now are graduating high school and have been with us these past 8 seasons.
It's so amazing.
It's not your typical grade school production. They really do impress.
Yeah, they work hard. The shows for Shades of Shakespeare are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then Monday through Thursday, June 11th through the 14th. You can find more information about that production and also about the next one we'll talk about by going to capefearshakespeare.org, or you can call 399-2878, but that phone line, I'm sure, is busy a lot, so I would go to the website if you can. Let's talk now with Steve Vernon, who is directing A Midsummer Night's Dream. If you're just joining us, we just talked with Sherry McKay about Shakespeare on the Green, and now we'll talk with Steve Vernon. So we're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, Steve, and that was the first show that Cape Fear Shakespeare did. Talk about your vision for A Midsummer Night's Dream and what it's been like to rehearse it.
Well, that's one of Shakespeare's most popular shows, and there's some understandable reasons for that. You know, the themes of magic and fantasy and love and things like that are just real fun on their own, but when you intertwine them all together, as far as like a vision of the show or what have you, I think it's just this particular production just kind of has fun with the different perceptions of love that different couples might have, you know. When you're in high school and you have your first crush and, oh, it's so important and the love is so weighty and you have to talk to each other every second of the day.
Oh my God, for hours
exactly.
At a time.
And then you have different kinds of relationships where the love is better served through verbal barbs at one another and kind of a lion and winter relationship. Just different ways that love is expressed and perhaps the different ways that love kind of conjures up its own fantasy and magic.
There are three couples in the play.
Oh, there's much more than
that. Much more than that. Oh, talk about that.
Well, it depends on your definition of a couple.
Okay.
You have two sets of lovers, young lovers that are through some shenanigans from the spirit world. The two men keep forgetting exactly who they're supposed to be in love with. And the two women suffer greatly from that. You've got a wedding about to occur between Theseus, the Duke of Athens and Hippolyta, who is a former Amazon, not the website, but the actual spear-carrying type. And you've got Oberon and Titania and their relationship. You've got Puck's love affair with Puck. And then some other things that are going on, you know. But it's just a fun look at how we can sometimes blame how our actions are presented on things. Well, you know, love is blind, or love makes you do this or this or this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Production I was in many years ago, one of the many at Shakespeare on the Green, was so much fun because Scott Simpson was Oberon and Tracy Dinwiddie was Titania.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three Pucks instead of one. It was kind of
right.
like a split personality.
Right.
And they had these sort of wolf masks that they wore over their heads. And I'll never forget coming out after the intermission and Scott Simpson got up on top of the stage way up at the upper part and started howling. And the whole audience started howling back at him. It was great fun. So it is a show that really gets people involved. And
it does.
Delightful.
And there's, you know, we've tried to explore the physical comedy that is inherent in the script as well. So there's a lot going on visually for people who might think, well, I don't know if I'll be able to laugh following Shakespeare along, the people that have perhaps not given it a chance yet. This is a good show to kind of cut their teeth on because it'll help them realize that you'll get the humor. You'll find the funny pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough going on physically, but the eye will be as entertained as the ear.
That's great. The comedy in both of those shows, both in Twelfth Night and in Midsummer Night's Dream, are very easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, as you said, Steve, very popular and frequently done. So, yeah, it's a great way to dip your toe in the Shakespeare waters and find out that,
exactly.
you know, within the first few minutes, really, you forget about the language. And
exactly.
There's no barrier there.
Jump in, the water's fine.
Yeah. Now, how do you work with the actors in terms of language? Because they need to get comfortable with it so that the audience gets comfortable with it.
Well, I don't know if Sherry would agree with me. Everybody's got their own approach to it. Mine is just, yes, the words are very pretty, but when Shakespeare wrote them, that's what people were used to going to see, mm-hmm. and not taking anything away from the lyrical beauty of it or anything like that. The language is nothing to be frightened of. All you're doing is the same thing you do anytime you talk. You're sharing information.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's tragic, sometimes it's comic, but it's just words. And once you sit down and, as an actor, figure out the emotion behind the words, that's what you really need to get across, is what's happening emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sure, making sure that everything's understood, but as long as you can capture the emotional quality of what's going on behind the lines, then you're doing your job.
That's great. Did either or both of you have your cast sit down and do table reads in several days or a week of that just to sort out the meaning of the scenes? And
we held a six-week workshop for Shakespeare, sort of a fundraiser, but also an opportunity to really bone them up, if you will, on the language. And, you know, the youth, they come with this kind of blank canvas. Once the light bulb goes on, the language makes sense to the majority of them. Some take a little bit longer, just as some take longer to read. That helped us quite a bit with Twelfth Night. And, yeah, there's always wonderful talk inside the rehearsals. We don't actually take
right.
too much time. But sitting down and going, is that what that really means? Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And then they go with it.
How about you, Steve?
We did one read-through at the beginning of the rehearsal process. And then it was, okay, let's get on our feet.
Up on your feet.
Well, actually, for the first any time that I was directing a scene for the first time, we were rehearsing a scene for the first time, we'd take a little bit of time out to talk about what was going on, not so much about the language, but what the language was implying.
What happens in this scene?
Right.
Yeah. Who's feeling what and where's it going to lead them?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Shakespeare on the Green, celebrating its 20th season with the Shakespeare Youth Company, presenting Shades of Shakespeare, including excerpts from Twelfth Night. Sherry McKay is directing that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 5th, 6th, and 7th, and Monday through Thursday, June 11th through 14th. Steve Vernon is directing A Midsummer Night's Dream, which opens this Friday and runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through July 1st. I also want to throw a little plug in there. There are actor appreciation nights on Thursday, June 21st and 28th. So any money collected in the donation boxes that night goes to the actors, which they appreciate. That's a lot to take in terms of dates and all that. CapeFearShakespeare.org is the website to go to for more information. And of course, it is free. though donations are greatly appreciated because it takes a bit to put these on.
Give Amy Schooley credit for our new tagline. It's drama-free since 1993.
Very nice. Thank you, Sherry McKay.
You're welcome.
And Steve Vernon.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is WHQR.